It's the Mornings with Ed show, and we welcome you today, and a great, great performance is due for you, and also a fantastic conversation. We have in studio with us Francesca Crowley. Her latest single is called Red. It is a substantively written song. Can't wait for you to hear it, and I can't wait to discuss it with her. Live from our beautiful Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach, please welcome Francesca Crowley.
So this first song I'm going to do is the single Red. Here we go. Mama told me long ago, you shine so bright, let it show. Of you is the love in your heart. Don't let it go, don't let it go. But now colors of red cloud my eyes, and I drown wine, hoping it will hide. Then I'm not fine with everything I've done, but these demons, they haven't won yet. I'm always walking on a tightrope, so close to falling off, 'cause the risk of hurt feels like home. Strongest I've ever felt, 'cause I'm in control, I'm in control, I'm in control. But now colors of red cloud my eyes, and I drown in wine, hoping it will hide. Then I'm not fine with everything I've done, but these demons, they haven't won yet. Now I think of the simple times when I loved how I looked. My happy was love, that's all it took. To shine so bright, shine so bright. I want it back. I'll have it back. I'll take it back now.
Francesca Crowley, live from our Laguna Beach, Julie Lawton studios. That was beautiful. A song called Red. We will be discussing that song and the writing behind that song in just a few minutes. She's at the Highland Park Bowl tonight to release that single, Red. So she's a busy girl. We're fortunate to have her here this early and be the first on her slot for the day. So look for her tonight at the Highland Park Bowl as the single release of Red takes place. Let's hear another song. This one is called You. Once again, Laguna Beach, welcome Francesca Crowley.
Fingernails are purple, my nose.
That's Francesca Crowley live in our Pearl Street studios, the Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach. A couple of live songs there, Red and You. And again, tonight she is at the Highland Park Bowl, releasing the single Red. And this is the studio version of it. While we have her come on in for a conversation, let's let you hear that. Tonight at the Highland Park Bowl, the single release of that song. It's called Red, and we are fortunate to have Francesca Crowley in studio with us. She's the artist and the writer and the genius behind that song. Magnificently written, just beautiful. And I should mention at this point, Red, if you listened, obviously, it tackles an eating disorder.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about the writing. What went into the writing? First of all, welcome, Francesca. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I've been wanting to have this discussion for a while now. Since I realized you were going to be on the program, I started listening to your music. I love your music, first of all. I'm going to go over a couple of videos that I want to ask you about as well.
Thanks so much.
But tell me about what went behind the writing of Red.
Yeah, so it's kind of a hidden message, I guess, of the story of my eating disorder. And I'm still struggling with it. So it was kind of like an outlet for me to put this out there and finally reveal this part of me. Right. And I talk about my mom and how when I was younger, I used to have this light that shines so bright. And that kind of went away when this started, and right. I'm trying to get it back. So really the song is, I don't think it's a sad song because it shows my strength towards recovery.
Right. When I hear the song, all I'm hearing is survivor. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a survivor and strength. So congratulations on your continued recovery.
Thank you.
If I can take you back to when the light went out.
Yes.
What was going on? What happened then?
So I was at school. I went to Berklee College of Music in Boston, and I was in my last semester. I was really stressed with studies, and I had been in some bad relationships where body image was an issue for people that I was dating. You know, I would get comments about the way I looked, and that really affected me. And the problem with me is I constantly need validation
right.
for who I am, and I need other people to tell me, oh, you look good, this is how you should look, that kind of thing. So when I got those negative comments, that's when kind of everything spiraled. And I was going to say something else, but I forgot.
Well, let me ask you, even after realizing this, even after it comes to light that, okay, I'm the type of person that needs validation from others, does that stop, or do you still go on needing it now that you've discovered, okay, well, it's not healthy to need that much validation?
Yeah.
Did you go on? Is there still that daily struggle that you're looking for validation?
And it's almost like an addiction, you know?
Right. So just by the way, if you're suffering from an eating disorder, the National Eating Disorder Hotline is 800-931-2237. Again, that's 800-931-2237. When you started getting help for your disorder, were you already writing music? Were you already, so it's affected your writing clearly.
Yes.
And when do you separate the sadness from the creativity? When do you separate the guilt from the creativity? When does that happen? How does that happen?
Yeah, so I mean, music is a therapy for me. And I was actually talking to someone about this recently. When I'm writing and when I'm doing music, that's the one time none of this matters, and that's when I don't think about any of it.
Right.
And so that's why music is so special to me.
Right. So bravo, first of all. And are you,
you.
In transcribing your pain, in writing
yes.
what your emotions are, do you relive it? Do you relive the sadness, the depth of the darkness?
I don't know if it's reliving. It's more like an outlet, and it helps me cope more than anything.
Okay.
So I'm not usually sad when I'm writing.
Or performing, I'm guessing.
Performing makes me the happiest.
Right.
So.
Right. As I watched you in the live room, you were made for this. You really were. So outstanding.
Thank you.
Outstanding. Now, you recently posed for some really honest and beautiful pictures. They're just...
You saw from my Instagram.
I did. Beautiful and honest pictures. Was that tough to do, first of all?
I think, that was the hardest thing I think I've ever had to do. I have never felt so vulnerable in my life, especially for that one where I'm showing my, I don't know if you saw the one where I'm showing my full back.
Yes,
I saw. You can see all my ribs.
Right.
I struggled so much to post this, but I had so much encouragement from other people. And because of that, I was able to do it. Which again shows the validation thing, but I think it was really important for me because as an artist, I want to be authentic and honest. And I feel, and before I revealed all this stuff about me, I found myself lying a lot.
Okay.
And I really want to be a role model to other people. And I think that's really important as a musician. People would ask me what Reb was about, and I would just say, oh, it's about anxiety, or I'd be very broad, not saying.
Very, very vague.
Yeah, so I think now that it's come out, it feels good. It feels more healthy.
Right. Is it cathartic to speak, let's say a younger girl who may be suffering through the same issues, mm-hmm. is it cathartic for you to share your experience with them?
Yes.
Okay.
And actually, after I released the song, I didn't think I was going to get much response, and I got so many texts and messages from people who are also struggling,
right.
and they said, you know, that I'm here to support you, and I'm obviously there to support them too. So it was nice to know that I'm not alone.
Right. You're very much not alone. You're very much not alone. There are a lot of people struggling with this, and you never, it could be your neighbor, you know, it could even be within your own household. It could be your family. Who was the first to notice it in your life?
I think it was probably my sister. We went to schools very close to each other, and she hadn't seen me in a couple months. Mm-hmm. And I went to visit her, and I had probably dropped 20 pounds and within two or three months.
Right.
And it really scared her. So
So she set off the alarms.
Yeah.
All right. Right on. So let's send some love out to your sister right now for setting off the alarms there.
She's now, amazing. And she also did the cover art that you see on the...
Oh, so beautiful. Also, so a multi-talented family we have here. My. Yeah, the cover art, when you check her out online and you go to... The cover art is beautiful for Red. And the second song you sang was called You.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that song.
Yeah, so it's actually, I wanted to play it because I think it really has to do with everything we're talking about. It's about being authentic as a person. I find myself when someone asks me how I am, or like if you're just passing someone and you ask how they are, oftentimes they'll just say, oh, good, you know, because we don't want to get into depth about what we're going through.
I'm that guy. I'm like, how you doing? I'm good. Yeah. I'm fine. That's me. I'm just all day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me too. But... that's the whole point of this song. Like I'm saying, but I always smile for you, even when I'm not really wanting to. So I think that kind of ties into...
Give me the purple fingernail reference there.
Yeah, so this also applies to the whole eating disorder thing too. Oftentimes I'm very cold.
Right.
So I try not to be, or I try to act that I'm not that way. So it's just an imagery of purple fingernails and noses blue, like
right from the cold.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now tonight you're at the Highland Park Bowl with the single release of Red. You're performing tonight. Now, first of all, 9 a.m. performance. That great. I can't even believe that you did. That's really good.
Thank you.
No, thank you. And tough. Tough to get up for a second show that many hours apart, or you're just gonna be fired up and ready to go.
I'm gonna be ready. I'm going to work after this.
Mm-hmm.
I work as a assistant at a composer agency in Calabasas.
Okay,
so I'll have some time to just not think about.
Right. Oh, you're doing some driving today.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of driving. but I think I'll be ready, and I have a great band backing me up.
Okay.
So that's exciting.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing all about it. How can our listeners get in touch with you? How can our listeners find your music, first of all?
Yes. So I am on all streaming services as Francesca Crowley. It's also listed on my Instagram at Francesca Crowley. And Facebook is just Francesca Crowley Music. So I'm everywhere.
All right. I can't thank you enough for this wonderful, honest discussion and a beautiful live performance. If anyone out in the audience knows someone suffering from an eating disorder, the National Eating Disorder Hotline is 800-931-2237, 800-931-2237. Francesca, a magnificent morning with you. Thank you so much for the honesty. And the very best of luck to you. I'd look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you for having
me. Oh, my pleasure. I'll look forward to seeing you again soon. Let's do this again.
Sounds good.
All right. Francesca Crowley, thank you.